Hey, it's Dan from Fun Kids. Now, I'm chatting on the phone with Sarah Lean, who is the author of a brand new book. It's all about animals and adventure. It's called Tiger Days and the Secret Cat. Now, Sarah, right, Tiger Days, she's the star of this book, and she stays with her grandma at Willowgate House, right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, how big is Willowgate House?
Oh, it's one of those old places in the countryside that probably once upon a time had, they had maids and servants in the times when they wore long dresses. There are clues in some of the things the children find, such as the dumb waiter, which is the lift in the wall where they used to haul the dinners up to the posh people in up in the dining room, which would have been on the first floor. But it's not so much the house, it's the fact that it's set in really big grounds, most of it unexplored. But it was definitely one of those old country houses that's been left for a long time to grow dusty and sort of decay. And she's and her grandmother, May Days, has bought it very cheaply, but she's pulling up her sleeves and trying to do it up herself.
So tell me about some of the things that Tiger finds as she's exploring the grounds of Willowgate House.
Well, over a course of several adventures, she will find all sorts of things. Tiger is a city girl and has spent a lot of time in her bedroom, so everything's new to her. One of the first things that happens is actually a visitor from outside comes to stay at the house, which is actually an orphaned warthog. And Mayday's used to live on a wildlife reserve in Africa, and she's still in contact with friends at the zoo, but she finds something actually in the lift in the walls, which was quite unexpected. And it, in fact, without giving too much away, it's somebody who's made a home at Willowgate long before the grandmother and Tiger comes to visit.
Is this the secret cat?
It might be.
Okay, right. All right. So it's planned to be quite a big series, isn't it? The Tiger Days books.
We have, yes, we've got four in the making. Two are well on their way and have been written. And at the moment, I'm planning out the next one.
So what about Tiger Days herself then? What's she like?
Well, so she's lived a quite sort of enclosed life, you know, school and home, tidy house, little backyard. She's a bit of a dreamer. She loves tigers because it's her namesake. But all her experience of wildlife, if you like, is either in a book or through the drawings she does. So her experience of the outside world, if you like, is very, very limited. And so she's, of course, a little bit worried about landing in the countryside where nothing is familiar. And really, it's about her growth through the contact with nature, new family members and friends, but mostly through the wildlife that she encounters.
So what made you want to write about this subject, about animals having adventures with them and about conservation? Where did the idea come from?
Well, really, I think, you know, I grew up quite a few years ago now. We had a lot of freedom. We were always up the field. You know, there were horses, cows. Sometimes we had to run away from them. But we, you know, we seem to spend a lot of our free time outside. And I think, you know, for me, life is very different for children now. There are too many fears about what you might find in the hedges and the gardens, when really, most of the time, what is there are caterpillars and butterflies. And foxes. I mean, even now, I sometimes find a fox in my garden. And I just think this connection with nature has a lot to do with about finding out more about yourself, being more courageous about the outside world. And I think it's that. It's the courage to go out and with your friends and explore. There's so much more than screens, the things that we sort of, the games we play on machines at the moment. I think there's just so much more to find out about yourself, really, and what you're capable of.
Let's find out what you're capable of, Sarah. Okay, on my show, I've got a thing called the Animal Hour every day at 2, which is what it says on the tin. 60 whole minutes of animal songs, animal facts and jokes. Occasionally, we'll play a game called Create a Creature, where you have to invent an animal to help out with a certain task or a problem. And I was thinking, if you right now could make an animal to help out Tiger with rescuing other animals. So this has got to be an animal that can run around all the grounds with her, in the house, up the stairs, down into the basement, and help Tiger rescue animals.
Well, immediately I want it to be a tiger. Does this have to be something that would really work?
No. You could. It could have the legs of a cheetah. It could have the arms of a gorilla to carry.
I'd go for a snow leopard's paws because they're wide and they're very secure. So anything steep, they'd be really safe. Now, you'd want something soft, wouldn't you? Or perhaps a sheep's back, wide and soft. Maybe you could have a ride on it. But I'd quite like the courage of a tiger or a lion. I think, and they're so beautiful. They're such beautiful faces. Perhaps a toothless one, just for safety. Anything to do with big cats, but maybe a sheep, just to keep it a bit more docile and soft.
Well, I was going to say, that's nice, because it's fluffy, so any, like, animals in need of being rescued can have a nice lie down. So, Sarah, I think we'll give you that. Well done. We've got one final game to play, OK, in honour of Tiger Days. This is called Tiger Says. It's pretty much, like, true or false. I give you tiger facts, you have to say if they're fact or fiction. So, there are 5 species of tiger. Is that true or false?
Oh, I would say true. I can think of a couple.
Go for it. What can you think of?
I can think of Sumatran tigers, Bengal tigers. Let's say true.
Yeah, it's true. You've got Bengal, Sumatran, Siberian, Indochinese, and then South Chinese.
Oh, I couldn't think of the one in the snow, the Siberian one, yes.
Here's a go. Yeah. Here's Tiger Says number 2. They aren't as unique as human fingerprints because some tigers in the world have the same pattern on their stripes.
No, that's not true.
It is false, you're correct. Every tiger has a different stripe. You won't get one that's the same. There you go. Here's another one. When a tiger wants to be heard, you'll know about it, because their roar can be heard as far away as 3 kilometres. Is that true or false?
Oh, I'd say that was true.
It is true. You know your tigers. Yeah. You picked the name of Tiger Days very well. We'll have one final one. The white spot on the back of a tiger's ears is called a white whipper. Is that true or false?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've never heard that, so I'm going to say false.
It is false. It is called an ocelli. Have you done quite a bit of research about tigers?
I think I've spent most of my life a bit like Tiger Dave with my nose in a wildlife book, and this sort of information just collects. And yes, so I have done my research.
Right. Amazing. Sarah, where can we find out more about the book?
Well, hopefully we'll be putting something online soon. I do have a website. I haven't written anything to put on the website yet. But over the next couple of weeks, there'll be something coming up on there about it. It's saraleen.co.uk.
Right, okay. So I'm going to be on saraleen.co.uk, clicking the refresh button, waiting for that first post to come up, okay?
All right, I'll get busy with that.
Right, okay. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on the show. The book is Tiger Days and the Secret Cat, and it's out very soon.
Yes, thank you very much, Dan. Nice to talk to you.
Cheers, you too. Have a great day.